He might say, you know, why are you blaming me?
I ain't done nothing.
Okay. Okay, great. Say, what would happen? What would you say that if something somebody broke glass or a glass or a vase or something, and you really didn't like it? What would you say to them? You know, if they started to be real apologetic.
I'm awfully sorry you broke it. I wish you had been more careful.
Mm-hmm. But then, you know, if you really didn't care about it, you said...
Oh, that's all right. Just be good.
Okay. Trey and Glenn were... Glenn had some of that bubble gum. And Trey wanted some. He says... He would come up to you and say, Glenn didn't give me
any bubble gum. Make him give me some.
Okay.
Grandma. Make Clint give me some of that bubble gum, Grandma. Oh boy, he's a whiner, isn't he? The doctor says that if you felt as bad as he did, that he, as he does most of the time, you would whine too.
Yeah, I can believe it. All right, how would you describe it when it gets dark around here?
Well, you say when it's just before dark, you say dusk dark.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's really dark, you say it's black dark.
Mm-hmm.
Black night, I believe you're about to say.
Okay.
It was, they say it was plum black night.
Uh-huh.
I don't say it, but I've heard it said many, many times. It was plum black night when so-and-so.
Okay, what time of the day do you usually go to bed?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
About between 11 and 12 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. How would you call that?
Night.
Okay. Say if Glenn was really spoiled.
He is.
Okay.
I'd say he was rotten spoiled.
Okay. So when he grows up, you might say he'll have his trouble. Because of being spoiled.
Well, if he were not so rotten spoiled, he would never have gotten into that trouble. Is that what you want?
Or,
what I can say, I see you've never taught him self-discipline. He's never learned self-discipline. But I'm sure that that's not what most people would say, but I don't know what they would say.
Okay. What, you know, we were talking about the fields.
Yes.
And plowing.
Yes.
What do you call those?
Furrows.
Okay. Tell me, what do you usually plant in those furrows?
You don't plant anything in the furrows. You plant them on the bed that you make by throwing the soil up out of the furrow.
Okay. And when all that grows, what do you have?
You have crops.
Uh-huh. Tell me.